They used to have news at 4 o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock. The time is 6 o'clock. In here, dear.
Units of the South African Defence Force carried out raids on ANC targets in Gaborone, Botswana today.
We're talking now about target selection. We're talking about operations, military operations like the operations in Maseru, Maputo, Gaborone. These were full-scale military operations approved by the State Security Council, approved by the President, approved on top level, carried out totally overtly.
What about individual targets?
Yes, he stayed in our house when we were teaching in Malapalone in Botswana.
You talk about specific individuals. Mm. That could also be.
Botswana was a conduit, I would say, where people, when they pass through.
The raid into Botswana.
Without the Botswana government's knowledge.
They could have told us.
The SADF raid.
Then I phoned Botswana.
Good evening.
Well, Botswana, the war was not waged in Botswana, but it was waged inside the country. And so we had to find ways of infiltrating these people, our trained cadres, into Botswana. And from Botswana, they would hide them in different houses in Botswana and send them into the country.
But living there was extremely dangerous.
This has come unexpected.
If you're talking
cross-border violence by South Africa, but I think to put it in its domestic context,
Botswana was a crucial country for the ANC's armed struggle underground in Botswana. And behind this clinical news report lies yet another intricate web of deception and lies.
And surely this must stop.
It was done in order for the SADF to justify their second attack on Gaborone.
That of horror.
We are completely outraged, in fact, at the total disregard for the territorial integrity of our neighboring countries in Southern Africa.
This will be a very serious setback for the prospects of dialogue.
Because we don't know what we have done to deserve this. Especially as we have been engaged in discussions with South Africa. And if they had any people that they suspected were here, they could have told us, and we could have found out all about it. But this has come unexpected.
And then I phoned Botswana, and there was nobody to reply the phone at his house. And then I just told the father that I think they're gone.